Near 80.
Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up.
It's time to join Dave and Huck for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Dave and Huck want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Dave and Huck for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Dave and Huck for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. Here we are on another Thursday, and we have a lot of great information for you. We're going to go ahead and get started with Micah real quick. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great, but it should be Huck and Dave, not Dave and Huck in the intro.
We're all good. We're all good. We'll get that straight. Micah, are you on the line?
I am.
It's good to hear from you. I'm glad you had a nice little rest.
Thank you. Thank you. I just have three words to say today. The Lord just gave me three words, and he said, it's payback time.
Amen to that.
And that's all I got today.
I feel that, too, and that echoes a long way. It is payback time, and basically it's a season of reaping and sowing. So we reap what we sow. You sow good seeds, you're going to reap good seeds. You sow bad ones, you're going to reap bad seeds.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to be on the bad side of that.
I wouldn't either. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you, and the Lord bless you. You're a blessing to all of us. That's Micah Murphy with Sons of God. And how can they get they locate you? How can they find you? Go ahead. Dave?
They can click on our website, libertyorlockdown.live. Click on the More tab, pull it down, you'll see Micah Murphy's website. Or you can go to the a little further down the page where it says Show Notes and Guests and pull that down, and you'll see Micah there too.
All right. Thank you, Micah. All right, Dave, you got some COVID stats for us?
I have got so many things on my mind relating to COVID that I'm just ready to chew something out.
Okay. Well, get it out of you, Dave.
Okay. Well, you know, I continue to do the COVID stats. And in Louisiana, we're having about a two-week average of about two positive tests per 1,000 per day, which is not a whole lot. And Jefferson Parish is right around there. Orleans Parish is maybe 3 out of 1,000, but that's not much, okay? Well, we got over the Omicron. It's all gone. But if anybody's been following the news, you'll see what's going on in Shanghai, China. I feel so bad for the people in Shanghai. Their government has adopted a posture of zero COVID. Not zero deaths, but zero COVID. You know, that's like saying we're going to have zero colds. That's ridiculous. You just can't stop a viral infection. But in China, they're testing everybody in the city of Shanghai, and they got 13,000 people who tested the other day and were positive but were asymptomatic. Well, this is out of 26 million people. This is 1 out of 2,000 people with a positive test but no symptoms whatsoever. So what did the government do? They locked them down. They said, you cannot even leave your house until there's zero positive tests. And if you're locked in your house, are you prepared for 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks of lock-ins? No, you don't have that much food.
Right.
So I feel really bad for the people in Shanghai. According to the news reports, a lot of them are beginning to run out of food. That, you know, let's get our priorities straight. Chinese government, the U.S. has gotten over the Omicron. Okay, you guys have it right now. But what's worse, getting something that you have no symptoms for or starving to death? It just makes no sense whatsoever.
No, it doesn't.
And
it,
there are still so many places around the world that they say, oh, COVID is the worst thing in the world. It's the worst disease ever. No, it's not. Still a few people get sick. Still a few people may die. But it's not, by any stretch of the imagination, the most serious disease around. You know, I have a close relative who right now has just tested positive for COVID. Okay. She has been fully vaccinated, got all of the boosters. She always wears a mask whenever she goes anywhere. And she just got COVID for the second time. So let's see. How effective are the vaccines? How effective are the masks? Well, she kind of thinks I'm nuts because I'm skeptical about the whole thing. But, gee, look how much good it's done her. So China is saying we're going to lock people down. It just doesn't do that much good.
You know, I'm finding that these people, a lot of them, feel like they're on a higher level of intellect, or they just don't want to listen because, you know, they might be a close relative and relatives don't really listen.
Yeah.
So one of the two, either they're of high level intellect or they're just stubborn as all heck. But whichever one, they don't. They're getting the COVID, they're getting the vaccines, they're getting the boosters, and they're still getting the COVID again.
A second time,
and
that's
yet,
correct.
And yet they're not listening to their own bodies. I mean, that, you know, they're not seeing what's going on here. You don't have to be the one telling them. If they just had a tiny bit of discernment, they'd see that.
Well, I'm not going to fight about it.
Oh, of course not. That would be worse to fight about it.
I've mentioned
before.
Yeah,
we definitely don't fight about it.
Yeah, I've mentioned before I have a different relative who hadn't spoken to me in over 2 years because some Facebook things I posted. Well, Facebook posts are the unpardonable sin, you know.
Or jail time, one or the other.
Something like that, yeah.
I have a very good friend of mine who just received his booster, and he's very, very sick right now. He's very sick right now.
Yeah.
And he could barely carry, usually he carries a lot of, you know, they're storing up food for the restaurant, and he carries a lot of bags of flour in, and this time he was carrying like 7 bags of flour, and he could barely breathe.
Yeah.
And it was affecting his breathing. And he sat next to me, and he said, I can barely breathe. I just got the booster. I really wanted to just cry.
Well, there was another thing that I saw on a news service I have. It's called Blabber Buzz. That's a great name, right? Anyway, it says a second continent just bowed to vaccine passports less than a week after the World Health Organization launched its new global push. Now about 2.8 billion people out of 7.7 in the world are subject to government-controlled medical restrictions before traveling. Yeah, but... The vaccine has not done any good. Well, I shouldn't say it hadn't done any good. It's not a cure-all. If you get sick, go see a doctor. Don't get all dependent upon getting the COVID vaccine. Well, anyway, I'm on a soapbox. I'll get down from the soapbox.
That's all right. So we have any stats? I mean, where are we going with all that? I know you were...
Yeah, what I was saying before... is that the positive test rate in Louisiana it's like about 1.5 per 1,000 per day. And then in Jefferson, it's right around 2. In Orleans, it's right around 3. And this is per 1,000 people per day. And this is not deaths. This is just people that are testing positive. And unfortunately, the person I was talking about is one of those 9 people who tested positive in Jefferson Parish the other day. And the deaths have come back down to where they were before the whole Omicron thing started. Jefferson Parish has got, Jefferson, Orleans, and the state of Louisiana have an amazingly low death rate as well. So the Omicron is over.
Yeah, it's over. We can move on. We can take our masks off. We can breathe the fresh breath air that we're allowed to breathe. And all right, this is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back and... See you soon.
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, a Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6077.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Oh, ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America for something to see, baby?
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I am Huck.
And Dave.
And Dave, you're going to continue with the stats for a second.
Yeah, do you remember during President Trump's term in office, there was something called Trump derangement syndrome?
Yes, I do.
Where people just went nuts at the mention of President Trump. Well, what we've got now is COVID derangement syndrome. It doesn't make any sense, some of the things we're doing. You know, China telling people you can't even leave to get groceries. We're going to starve you to death so you don't get COVID. What? COVID is a disease that has a very low mortality rate. Starvation has a very high mortality rate. If we don't let you go out and get your food, you're going to die. So, guys, don't get COVID derangement syndrome, please.
I had a gentleman that I was able to speak to today at a sandwich shop, right? And he and I were picking up our food at the same time. He had his mask on. I didn't. And I said, sir, let me ask you a question. I said, how long do you plan on keeping that on? We're, 2 years into this. And he said, well, I do it for my wife. And I said, yeah, I understand that. I hear that a lot. And then he said, well, I have a grandbaby who's sick, and so I do it for her too. And so I said, yeah, I understand that as well. Everybody seems to be doing it for a loved one. I said, would you do me a favor? And I gave him one of our cards. And I said, listen into our show and go on the website and look at Dave's stats. And what we're trying to do on our show is to use the information that's coming. Where do you get your information from, Dave?
This is direct from the Louisiana Department of Health. And let me emphasize again, you can go look at the graphs yourself. I get the data from LDH every day, and then I put it into a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet, and you can duplicate it. It's really easy to copy my data. And the graphs are available. You go libertyorlockdown.live, and then click on the drop-down, and you'll see Mr. Prentice's statistics. You click on there, and you'll see the graphs for yourself, and you can see the numbers day by day. You can see the trends, and it's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Omicron is over.
It's over.
We're at the lowest level of positive tests since 7 days into the beginning of the whole thing. At the beginning, they had 0 for the first few days, and then they started having a few tests positive. Well, that's where we are again.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's almost no positive tests.
So he's getting the data from the state website that the governor gets it from and LDH produces. It's their data, right? But they're coming with a different perspective, right?
Well, they usually give data that's like 2 to 3 months old because that's the only way you could support any kind of restrictions right now. The up-to-date data shows it's over.
Right. And so the fear-mongering needs to end. And those who are walking around in fear, you can breathe. You can relax. You can take a deep breath. People aren't dying right now from COVID. And
If you get sick, go see a doctor. Yeah. But don't live your life in panic.
Take your vitamin D. Take your vitamins. And exercise. Eat healthy. Make right choices. Yeah?
Yep. So later on, I want to talk some more about that. But let's get
okay. to it. All right. So we have a guest caller I'd like to bring on. But first, we're going to get to Matthew. Is that okay? Because I'm going to switch it up. Matthew from Metairie, are you there?
I'm here, Dave.
Uh-huh.
So, our quadruple vaccinated Colin, he tested positive for COVID.
Yeah. What
Nancy
a surprise.
Pelosi tested positive for COVID. And apparently in Australia, people who have had 4 shots of the mRNA vaccine, because that's the only one they're using, are more likely to die from COVID, or at least something that appears to be COVID.
Gee, I think you heard that on this show.
Yeah, one of the things that COVID and the vaccines have in common is the spike protein. And according to Dr. Ryan Cole, I believe is his name, he's a pathologist, he is recovering from autopsies, 3-foot-long clots. Now, I don't know a lot about clotting, but I don't think they're supposed to get to 3-foot-long and have the consistency of rubber.
Don't think so.
So, I would say that right now, people, they're being put down as dying from COVID. I'm wondering if they're dying from spike protein poisoning from both the COVID and the damned mRNA vaccine.
Yeah. And most people don't die of COVID. Most people die with COVID. Whoa, Matthew.
All right. Well, we're going to end this call real quick. We have Susie LaBrie on the line. Susie LaBrie is also a member of the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans, and she is a friend of mine. Susie LaBrie is a longtime local actress here in New Orleans and has done many films. And we welcome you, Susie. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you? We've been busy all week at the Capitol.
Yes, I know you're busy. I know it, and I love what you do. You are such a blessing to Louisiana. And I wanted to call you and tell you thank you, thank you, thank you for all the hard work that you do over there at the state capitol. You run from one room to another all day long, making sure that our representatives are doing what they have been called to do or voted to do by the citizens. So I appreciate you. The Lord bless you. And fill us in on what's going on right now.
Oh, I'm telling you, this year is like a tornado and a storm. I mean, it's bills coming in like bullets out of a machine gun. I'm telling you, we have like 50 bills dealing with the COVID vaccine, and we have the trans-sex bill. We passed that Senate Bill 44, banning trans-sex in women's sports. We passed the committee, the Senate Health and Welfare Committee, unanimously, and we had... We want to thank Senator Fields and Senator Katrina Jackson for supporting the bill by not voting no. And Katrina Jackson spoke on behalf and supported that bill. We appreciated that. That bill is going to be on the way to the Senate, and we're going to post and let everybody know about that on Facebook and on the Louisiana Sunshine. Also, another victory, House Bill 54 passed the House Health and Welfare, and that's against discrimination based on vaccines. That was Larry, our representative Larry Bagley's bill, which was great. Now, bills that are coming up, and that Bagley bills are going to be going in the House, and we're going to be announcing that.
Yeah, Representative Bagley describes how he had a heart attack and died, right?
Yes, he spoke about that yesterday before the committee.
Right, from the vaccine.
About the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's had the vaccine and all that, too, because he wanted to see his grandchildren and so forth. But that's all in speech.
Yeah.
So those bills are coming up. One thing we want to do is kill House Bill 424 by Turner, which is, 424 is before the... Health Committee 424 is going to be before the in Committee Room 5, and that's going to be Wednesday. And I can't remember the names of all the committees. And 5, I think that's Health and Welfare, not Criminal Justice. 424 by Turner, and this 424 is also a sister bill. I think it's 193, 194. I don't remember. But this bill... 424, we want to kill. It has been deferred by the committee yesterday morning, and the Senate bill has also been deferred by the Senate Health and Welfare Committee. And this is House Health and Welfare Committee. And this bill will allow pharmacists and non-doctors, people that are not doctors or dentists, doctors, your nurse practitioners, and that anything outside of those professional medical fields, it allow pharmacists and interns and all that to give out the shot. So we want to fight that bill, and it's relative bill in the Senate too. And I'm going to post.
So that's House Bill. Okay, let me talk. That's House Bill 424. That's by Christopher Turner. And it provides relative to administration of immunization and vaccines by pharmacists and other licenses of the Louisiana Board of Pharmacy. So what he's trying to say is that he wants somebody at CVS, right?
Who's not a pharmacist.
Who's not a pharmacist to do what?
To give the vaccine.
Aren't they giving the COVID vaccine at those places now?
I don't know what they're doing now. That area, I don't know. I'm so focused on legislation, I don't even know what's hardly going on in the world. But there must be a reason this bill came up. So,
yeah.
You know. And another bill, there's some bills we're going to be for. Is House Concurrent Resolution 3. That's going to be the biggie that's going to come up on Tuesday. We need to really rally behind that. And that's great. House Concurrent Resolution 3. You know, and that's against the vaccine mandates and so forth, you know.
Against the vaccine mandates, okay.
Yeah.
So, listen, what can they do to find out this information that you're giving them? Because most of the people are driving right now.
Right.
What can they do? Where can they go?
Okay, what we want to do is get everybody to read the bill first. I'm preaching now. Don't listen to me. listen to me, what the bill number is, take and look at the bill. You look it up on legis.law.gov, legis.la.gov. You look up the bills on there, on the bills, and then you have a pull-down menu, that whether it's a House bill or a Senate bill and so forth, and then you punch in the number. And you look up the bill. I ask everybody to read the bill for yourself, then decide whether you agree or disagree with it, and then if you agree with us, come on board with us and help us. And you get that, and then you also watch out for my post, Louisiana Sunshine Facebook page, my Susie LaBrie Facebook page. And
all right, Susie, will you hold that thought? We'll be right back. We're taking a quick break. This is Liberty or Lockdown. Hold that thought. Thank you.
Beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Yeah, you might not be able to find her.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Chicken, chicken, chicken! Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We have Susie LaBrie on the line. Susie, you there?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up real quick. So go ahead.
What I was saying, and you can also get on Telegram, and you need to be invited by that. And I would have to have your name and your telephone number and email to get on my Louisiana Sunshine Telegram site. I have two sites, discussion site and the scheduling events calendar site. And like I said, my Facebook page, my Facebook Louisiana Sunshine page, we're going to post all these bills. We have so many bills that we support, and we have three that we're fighting. And, you know, not like I told you about the 424. And then we have House Bill 600 by Freeman that gives too much authority to develop opt-out language and, you know, and so forth. But what I'll do is we will post all this information because there's tons of bills that's going to be coming up Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. So,
all right. And maybe we could put a link on Liberty or Lockdown in our More tab to Louisiana Sunshine page.
Okay. Give me a website for that.
She doesn't have a website. She has a Telegram page. It's Louisiana Sunshine.
Well, give it to Martha later and then she'll forward it on to me. But meanwhile, I'm going to put a link onto the legislature, the one that you said about legis.la.gov.
Yeah, we can do that.
It's L-E-G-I, yeah, legis.la.gov. Now, the list of bills, because I don't have a computer anymore, my computer was in a shop and won't come back. I won't have a computer for next month, and I'm trying to get a new one. So.
It's by Hunter Biden's.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been confiscated. Be nice. Actually, it's really real. It's really real.
Yeah, it's probably better. But what I'm saying, just keep alert. Keep everybody alert. One thing I want to emphasize, we need to get more and more new voters. And also, we have a bill that's up. It's 376 by Huval. They're trying to make it a criminal to hold your cell phone and other items in the car while you're driving.
Yeah, that's the worst problem we have in Louisiana.
Yeah, you and I talked about this. This is the insurance company. They want to tell us we're unsafe so that they don't have to pay the claims when somebody gets into a car accident. And it's not their responsibility to control us. It's ours. If we get into a car wreck, we possibly could lose our insurance, or we could possibly kill someone and be in jail for manslaughter. There are consequences for our actions. We don't need someone controlling everything we do.
And Martha, I want to tell you one more thing is when you call a House of Representatives during session, that the House of Representatives is 225-342-6945 while in session. And the Senate is 225-342-2040. And when you see committee meetings, when something's coming before committee, we have a chance to email the whole committee before noon, 24 hours or the day before the day of the committee. Like if the committee's Monday, you want to write them before noon Friday. And if it's Tuesday, it'll be before noon on Monday and so forth. And
yeah, that's
those
right.
Those are the things we need to know. And to get new people to do it, because I think we're going to do it. And I think what's going to happen after this redistricting, I want to thank you, Representative Amity and Representative Miguez for and everybody in the House for voting to override on the redistricting. This is a good sign. It just tells us that we have enough votes to override. So this, I think we're getting more serious, and I think this year we're going to put the ball in the basket.
Well, didn't we have our first override in many, many years?
Yay!
Yes.
Yes.
In redistricting, and it's going to go to court. And NACP said they're going to take us to court. They're going to take us to federal court in Baton Rouge.
Really?
I don't know what judge. They filed a thing a day or two ago. I don't know what judge.
So the governor is suing our legislators or the House for overriding his veto. How do you like that? Our governor, John Bel Edwards, is suing our representatives for overriding his tyrannical overreach.
Mm-hmm. And Mike McConaughey is the president of the NACP, and it's NACP that's doing it. And it's really an urban versus rural axis, and it's racist, too, you know, black word, black and white, and black is urban, and, you know, they want to.
So it's really about grabbing an extra Democratic seat.
Yeah.
So they want to redistrict the districts. They want to do this to grab another seat. That's what it's about. It's all politics. Yeah.
And so you know what the people want, and I think we're getting stronger and stronger, and I think we're going to win this one. I don't know what's going to happen in the court. Just hope it's one of Trump's judges and not Carter or Clinton. Or I don't know what Bush's judge would do, but, you know, and we don't want it to get in Obama's court. So that depends, and it could go all the way to the Supreme Court. I don't know.
Well, we'll be following it.
But we're overwhelmingly for the mass.
All right. Well, thank you, Susie. It's always good to hear from you. Some of the House bills, Susie was she's an unpaid lobbyist and she works really hard. She'll be at the Women's Republican Luncheon on April 22nd at Andrea's from 11 to 1. If you want to come and see her and meet with her, and you can also learn more by emailing us at the Women's Republican, or is it info@womensrepublicanclub.com. Info@womensrepublicanclubofneworleans.com. All right. Thank you, Susie. We appreciate you, and the Lord
thank
bless you.
You
keep up the hard work.
Welcome.
You're a champion.
It's been a pleasure and joy.
Oh,
have a
and
great...
real quick, leave us with the dissertation from Jimmy Davis.
Right now?
Yes, go.
Yes, folks, I want to tell you something for sure. No, there's not much that it all sunshine won't cure. So when you're down and feeling kind of low, well, I just walk out and it's golden glow. Yes, I'm my good friends and neighbors. All you got to do is just take a little bit, just a spoonful of that good old Tommy sunshine one more time.
Thank you, Susie LaBrie. The Lord bless you. All right.
Okay. What Susie was talking about with the bills, I've now put a link on our website, libertylockdown.live. Move down to where you see weekly show notes, and it says guests and topics on the show. Continue reading. If you click on there, you'll see the link. It's legis.la.gov, and you can search by all of the bills that are available, that are up for discussion right now.
Yeah, and I really, okay, so I know we didn't talk much about this, but so I've been working really hard with Dr. John Merrifield, and many of you have, he's come on our show many times already, right? You can actually find Dr. Merrifield's information on our website as well by going to
weekly show notes.
And he's there under what?
Well, let's see.
Is he under Dr. Merrifield or is he under you'll figure that out. Okay.
Putting
so
me on the spot.
That's
here.
Okay. So we've worked together with Ray Garofalo, and we have a team, and we put a bill together, okay? And then this bill we presented for the House. Well, interesting enough, our same bill is being presented by another representative, the exact same bill. Our bill is being represented by another representative, and I'm talking about the exact same bill, all 10 pages.
Okay, as so, long as it passes.
Yeah, well, yeah, but we still have to figure out how did our bill end up, you know, we're going to have to figure that one out later. So I want the bill to pass because it's about school choice. And it's extremely important. So please call Representative Garofalo and call all of our representatives and rally for House Bill 838. That's House Bill 838. It is school choice. It creates and provides for a program to provide state funding for the education of students not enrolled in a public school. This is a very good bill that would provide funding for even for homeschoolers. I know some people say, well, homeschoolers don't want to be connected to the government. So how would this tie them into that? And what would they have to be, what would they be forced to do that they wouldn't have to do if they didn't receive the funds? Like they want to know if there's
any strings attached.
Thank you very much, Dave. That's exactly it. All right, Dave, so what else do you have for us? Anything else?
Well, believe it or not, this is actually serious. You know, the governor vetoed the bill saying that men couldn't compete in women's sports, and the legislature didn't override his veto. All right. So men can compete in women's sports. Okay. That's a segue to this. Have you ever eaten Cracker Jacks?
Yes. I loved Cracker Jacks growing up.
Well, how about Cracker Jills? I am not making this up.
Cracker Jills.
You guys, look this up. CrackerJill.com. The Cracker Jack company said, well, we want to be politically correct, so let's have Cracker Jills. I don't know if they're getting rid of Cracker Jack, if they're just also having Cracker Jills, but that's what you can buy now, Cracker Jills. So I was thinking, well, wait a minute. How do we know that Cracker Jill is not just some guy that said, I want to identify as a woman become Jill? So this is actually a real thing. There is now Cracker Jills.
Okay. I can't take it anymore. All right. I want to Women's Republican Luncheon. I want to reiterate that. April 22nd. Guest speaker is the Department of Education Superintendent Dr. Cade Broomley. You do not want to miss this luncheon. That's again Andrea's Restaurant, 11 to 1. It's $37 at the door. You can email us at wrcno2016@gmail.com or huck@wgso.com. Again, that is Andrea's Restaurant, 11 to 1, April 22nd. So we hope that you join us. All right. Hunter Biden's laptop.
It's right there by Susie's.
Hunter Biden's laptop wasn't Russian disinformation. And we may never know all of the details of how deep Biden's family foreign financial entanglements are. And that comes from Senator Ron Johnson. But the New York Times admitted that the Hunter Biden laptop was real 1 year later. We have a little clipping. How much time do we have before we go on a break? We have 1 minute before break. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when we come back from the break, we're going to play the clipping for you all. And then there's another thing, too, we can talk about real quick in this last minute. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is in exclusive talks with MSNBC to join the network after she leaves the White House around May, according to sources close to the matter.
Is she going to write a book entitled Lies I Was Forced to Tell?
Yeah, I don't know who's forcing her. I wonder how much the money they paid her. Psaki will host a show from MSNBC, that's Lying Propaganda MSNBC, or NBC Universal streaming platform. When we come back, we're going to play the Hunter Biden and Biden family video from Senator Ron Johnson. We'll be right back.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by its DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby, by his DNA, is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet, they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please, call your legislator today and raise some sand.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks, at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, BJ Rust, for the Something to Say radio show weeknights at 6 p.m. I'll be joined by Mike Henson, and we will discuss sports, music, entertainment, and everything in between. No subjects are off limits, and your calls are welcome. Don't forget to join me on Tuesdays whenever I give you the inside scoop on what's going on in the world of professional wrestling. So join us for the Something to Say radio show weeknights at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show. WGSO.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black.
All right. Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I'm Dave, I appreciate you. I wanted to appreciate Susie today, but also wanted to appreciate you.
Aw, shucks.
And Patty, I appreciate you as well. Thank you so much. All right. So, Dave, I like that scripture you just gave us. And one of mine is, which one? What did you just tell me on the break?
That was from Jeremiah. I don't remember which chapter and verse, but he said, "The heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?"
Yeah.
And I would agree. I know myself. People say, "This is a pretty good guy." No, I'm not. If it were not for the grace of God through Jesus Christ, I could be a serial killer. I could be a murderer or anything like that.
Yeah. You had one more thing you wanted to say before we put this clipping on, because we're going to close with this clipping.
So if everybody would like to Google Oregon assisted suicide, Oregon has now made it legal for Oregon doctors to prescribe lethal drugs. If you want to end your life, you just fly to Oregon. You don't have to live there to die there. You fly up there and say, hey, doc, I want to end my life. And, okay, the doctor can prescribe stuff. So I was thinking what you could do. It's legal to prescribe life-ending drugs, but you can't prescribe ivermectin and hydroxychloroquinone. Well, go to Oregon and tell them, doc, kill me with ivermectin. Kill me with hydroxy.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't.
No. They'll give
you would be making sense, and they would be looking at you like you were crazy.
They'll give you the deadly stuff, but not the stuff that might cure you.
Yeah, exactly. So it sounds so conspiratorial, but it's not. This is actually what's going on. We're just here to share the information that we're being given and that we see, and you make your own decision on whether you believe it or not. But all right, here's the clipping from Senator Ron Johnson. We're going to play this out until we leave. All right.
Millions of dollars from companies connected to the communist Chinese regime. But frankly, it's worse than that. These companies were effectively an arm of the Chinese government. This isn't Russian disinformation. These are hard facts backed up by bank records of actual financial records and transactions that prove just how connected the Bidens were and how compromised President Biden probably is. I use this next series of transactions to prove my point. The first chart here shows a bank record showing a $1 million wire transfer into the account of Hudson West 3 from CEFC Limited on November 2nd, 2017. The Senator Grassley and I have already established CEFC is effectively an arm of the communist Chinese regime. It is also important to note that at the time of this transfer, in November 2017, Hunter Biden was already invested in and providing management for Hudson West 3. So a company that was effectively an arm of the Chinese government transferred $1 million in November 2017 to a company that Hunter Biden is managing and is invested in. I'll just bring up the second record. Focus on the $1 million wire out on March 22nd, 2018. Again, this is a record from Hudson West 3's bank account. Like the previous record, this is showing the transfer of $1 million. But this time, the money is being transferred out of Hudson West 3 to Owasco, another one of Hunter Biden's firms. This transfer took place on March 22, 2018, a little less than 5 months after the $1 million transfer from CEFC to Hudson West 3. Hunter is transferring $1 million between two firms he manages and has ownership in. So what is the purpose of these two $1 million transfers? This next record seems to answer that question. This record shows Owasco's receipt of the March 22, 2018 $1 million transfer. It also shows what the transfer is for on the OBI line. OBI is an abbreviation for originating beneficiary information. It's like the memo line on your personal check. It tells you really what that check was about. In this case, the OBI indicates the transfer is being made for, quote, Dr. Patrick Ho Chi Ping representation, unquote. So to recap, on November 2nd, 2017, Patrick Ho's company, CEFC, wired $1 million to Hunter Biden's company, Hudson West 3. On March 22nd, 2018.
All right, so you get what's going on here, right? I'm going to put this link, I think I may have already, on Liberty or Lockdown page, but this is Senator Ron Johnson explaining in detail of the Hunter, what they found on the Hunter Biden laptop. And they're not even talking about all of the inappropriate child trafficking and drug trafficking, all that stuff. They're talking about money laundering through Burisma. Where? Ukraine.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, Ukraine. So, you know, all the people out there with one track mind, all they can think of is that Putin is bombing Ukraine because he wants to kill people. It's disinformation, and all the channels are telling you the exact same thing. There's more to the story. Go back and listen to the Laura Logan interview. Listen to specific keywords that she talks about, and do some research on your own to find out what is she really saying? What happened? You know, Putin's been warning for 15 years that he would do this, and he waited for a weak, illegitimate president, Joe Biden, to do it. I personally, my opinion, and I know you get censored and you get cut and you get canceled, you get hated on if you even say that you don't believe what the mainstream media is saying. I do not believe a word of it. Now, did people die? Yes. Are people hurt? Yes. And is it right? No, war is always bad. But there's more to this, and I'm on the fence, more to the side where he's removing the bioweapon laboratories that we paid for. And so Senator Johnson is explaining, why was the Biden family laundering millions and billions of dollars through Ukraine and through Burisma? That's a question that needs to be asked. And Trump asked Zelensky to investigate the Biden family and Burisma board. And he was impeached and accused of quid pro quo.
Yeah.
That was the reason he was impeached.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there's more to this story. People need to wake up and stop just listening to what the propaganda is and, you know, saying that Putin's killing all these people and that Putin this and Putin that. And, you know, I don't know. All right. So what do we have here?
Well, you have something on your
screen. Yeah, it says FDA, CDC warns of neurovirus outbreak in 13 states.
However, I just looked that up. It has absolutely nothing to do with COVID. They're just looking for a new excuse to keep us under control and keep us locked down.
Right.
Neurovirus, it says it was passed by contaminated oysters. Well, guys, don't eat raw oysters, and I don't think you'll get it.
Oh, I love raw oysters. CDC is a privately owned company.
Yeah, and it says in 13 states. It doesn't say how many people in 13 states. You know, it could be one or two people in each state. I don't know if it's more.
Guess what? They didn't name Louisiana.
Yeah. Well, we've got good oysters down here.
Yes, we do. Any final words before we close up? And we have any callers? We have like 1 minute left, huh? We're almost done. Any callers? All right. WGSO. We got a caller coming in right now.
Okay, hang on. You got the Cajun Buccaneer?
Okay, we'll take the Cajun Buccaneer. You there?
Yes, I am.
Good timing.
All I have to say is don't mask up, don't vaccinate, don't stand 6 feet apart. It's all about destroying our economy and our friendship and love and assembly. Brothers and sisters, please wake up, America. Wake up, America. Go over there. Vladimir Putin, go. There's something going on. They're hiding from you, America. Wake up!
They are. They are hiding it from America. And I think that he is disassembling the New World Order or the global elitists or the global cabal or whoever these people are that have decided to use COVID to steal our freedom and our liberty.
I don't know, but if every news media is against him, that tells me something's going on.
Yes, it's very strange. So wake up, people, and we love you. The Lord bless you. We'll see you next Thursday. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
They're taking freedoms away. So send the message. I've had enough. We the people say.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Come down for the return of French Quarter Festival presented by Chevron this April 21st through April 24th. Join friends and family along the Mississippi River and the French Quarter in one of the largest displays of Louisiana music in the world, because they just got even bigger with over 1,800 local musicians and over 50 culinary experiences. For more information, visit www.frenchquarterfest.org.
God, guts, glory, and guns. They're what makes America great. Tune in to WGSO at 8 p.m. on Monday nights. Holy and patriotic jambalaya with the Flaming Conservative.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right.